DW.
Ecologist Jean-François Bastin sits in front of his computer at the ETH Zurich Technical University and examines a world map. He points out different areas coloured in varying shades of green. It's like a weather map, only much more detailed. The colourful map is the result of an extensive study published last month in the journal Science. The results are clear to anyone who paid attention to biology lessons at school. Trees absorb water and carbon dioxide and convert them by photosynthesis into sugar and oxygen, helping to diminish the effects of climate change. In the study, Bastin and his co-researchers calculated which areas around the world could be reforested to help in the fight.
We can cover approximately a bit less than 1 billion hectares, which is like a huge area. It's about the area of the US. And this represents about 205 gigatons of carbon. So it's about a quarter of what we have today in the atmosphere.
The 33-year-old Belgian points out that together with the 2.8 billion hectares of forests that already exist around the world, there is the potential to absorb two-thirds of the world's man-made CO2 emissions. The study concludes that reforestation could help the world achieve the goal to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century.
It's in terms of negative emissions, in terms of capturing carbon from the atmosphere, it's like the most incredible weapon that we have within our hands. And it's a technology that is accessible to anybody. But of course, you cannot just continue to use fossil fuels the way we do and to eat maybe the way we do. We need really to question the way we are living.
The study shows that countries with the greatest potential for reforestation are those with plenty of open space. Russia, Canada, the United States, Brazil, Australia and China. However, said Bastin, tree planting would need to start soon. It takes decades for forests to develop their full potential and become effective carbon sinks. DW.